Bava Metzia Perek Zayin. We're up to Mishnah Dalet. So talking about hiring workers. the topic here is more about eating while they're working. So Mishnah says, Hayosa b'te'inim, if a person, let's say a person was hired to work with two different kinds of fruit. I'm hiring you to process my figs and my grapes. Okay? So haya osa b'te'enim, when you're involved with processing the figs, lo yochel ba'anavim, you have no right to eat the grapes. Even though like you'll have a right to eat grapes later on today. But in the morning doing the figs, doing the grapes, in the morning you can't help yourself to any of my grapes. Ba'anavim, and similarly when you're working with the grapes in the afternoon, lo yochel b'te'enim, you can't have the figs in the morning. It's ladaka morning and afternoon, I'm just making that story up. Point is, you can only work with what you're working with, and not, you can't eat stuff that you're not working with now. Straightforward enough. Av monea es atzmo, even though you can't go back to what you were eating before or working with before or later on in the day, what you could do is hold yourself back ad shemagil l'makam hayafos v'ochel. You know that when you're working with the, let's say you're picking grapes, let's say you know that the way the sun shines, you know, this side of the field is the underripe grapes and less sweet, and that side of the field is the ripe grapes where it's sweeter. You're allowed to say, well, I'm not going to eat any grapes and fill myself up until I get to the good stuff. That you're allowed to do. So that's not a problem, because the worker can eat whatever he wants to eat, so he's allowed to hold off till the good stuff. And the balabais can't say, oh no, you have to eat from the bad stuff or parade or something like that. Which wouldn't, don't put it past the balabais to do that. Now, v'kulan, whenever we said that thou to eat, lo amru ela b'sha'as malacha, they only can eat when they're actually working, and they can't, in their lunch break, go out to the field and help themselves some more grapes or something. No, it's while they're working with the produce, they can help themselves the produce that they're working with, but not other times. Now, that would mean that really midoraisa, let's say you're picking grapes, and the vines are arranged in rows. So, if you're walking down the rows, there's a travel distance between row A and row B. So really, as you're walking from row A to row B, really midoraisa, so you're not working with grapes then and there. You're between rows, if you know what I mean. You're not working now with the grapes. You're walking to the next row. For argument's sake, you can imagine being a long distance. It obviously, it doesn't need to be a distance. It can be a second. The point is that midoraisa, so when you're between the rows, to make it more intuitive, imagine you're going from, you know, from, imagine it's a big space, 50 yards separated, just, so it doesn't seem as crazy. So in between, when you walk from row A to row B, and it's a 50-yard walk, you can't help yourself the grapes then, because you're not working with the grapes anymore. You're now between jobs, so to speak, for that instant. That's midoraisa, not working with the grapes then. But the rabbis made it takana, and they said, no, people could even eat, you know, so to speak, when technically midoraisa, the Torah didn't allow them to. Because anyways, everyone's happy. It's actually saving the balabais money, because meanwhile Alavai should eat between the rows and not during the work. So therefore the rabbis permit it. Of a mishum hashev aveda labalim, for the sake of the mitzvah hashavas aveda. We saw elsewhere that hashavas aveda in the beginning of the Masechta includes not just returning lost object, but even saving people money. We talked about leaving the air conditioning on and stuff, like lights on in the car and stuff. So here, obviously the rabbis, it's in everyone's interest that they should eat between the rows instead of during the working. So we'll say we have a mitzvah of saving the balabais money, and therefore the rabbis permitted amru polim ochen bahalichasan me'omen la'omen. The workers are allowed to eat as they walk from row to row, and also not just during the middle, but also like ubachazirasan min hagas, and also in their return from the wine press, the gas, you know, where they put the grapes down to step on it and it drains into the the pit. Thank you. So, I'm 99.9% sure that I didn't see it explicitly. It must mean that he's going to get more grapes. I can't mean that, even though I've known saying it, maybe because it's so obvious. I can't imagine. It's not only finished pressing and he's going home. It means like he's going back from, or maybe to bring more grapes to bring to the press, something like that. Point is, he's not really working with grapes now, so he can take some as he's walking, and that will save everyone money. Now, that's for people. When it comes to animals, we said already just the same way that the Torah allows a person to eat while he works. So the Torah has a separate mitzvah, lo sachsam shor v'disha, you can't muzzle the cow when it's doing its work, it's threshing. So the question will be then, the same way when a human being is working, He's not working with the fruit the whole day. It's not when he's working with the fruit per se and working now that he's allowed to eat. So what is the geder? What's the definition of when the animal's working with the fruit? So it says, ubachamor, when talking about a donkey who's carrying a load. So when is it considered working with the food? Kishehi forekes. As long as it hasn't been unloaded, as long as there's the burden still on the back of the donkey, it's still considered to be in use, carrying, working with the food, and therefore it's allowed to be fed and allowed to eat, and it should be fed even from the fruit on the animal's back if it wants to eat. So in other words, you see two things. You see that once it's been unloaded, it's no longer working until then it is working, and B, that actually can eat right off of the, you can't stop from eating even if it wants to eat right on its, like, when the cow is threshing, obviously, it can help itself. If the animal is carrying a burden, it can't help itself if you don't give it something like in its, what's the word for that? Like the, you know, like there's like a, there's something like, you make it accessible, like there's the pouch. I don't know how it works technically, but with donkeys, I'm imagining like that thing, like the food basket underneath that so it can help itself. That isn't probably what happens with donkeys. But whatever it is, the point is, the donkey can't be restricted from eating. It has to be food that's made available to it the whole time it's working with that particular produce if it wants to eat. Okay.